Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats football team, Derek Elmett. The Humboldt football team improved to 2-0 in Class 3A District 2 play Friday night with a 42-0 shutout win over Charles City in their homecoming game. The Wildcats sit at 5-1 on the season going into Week 7. I sat down with Elmett post-game to discuss the win.
Our kids just play tough again, and it's always nice to get the homecoming win, you know, get homecoming week behind you with some of the distractions that you have with homecoming. But no, our kids have had a great week of practice. They've done everything really, really well, and I continue to just be mesmerized at times, too, about some of the things that they're willing to do, capable of doing. I'm really proud of their effort tonight. Just getting a big win at homecoming is always a good thing.
Going back to the first scoring drives for your team.
We were just working what was open, you know. So we liked our steal opportunities, and their safety was kind of biting up on any play action. So getting any movement across, we felt like if we could get that safety to bite, we could get the steal behind it. And Chase caught a couple of those balls, and Mason Van Pelt had one, too, that didn't go for a score but was a big catch. And then, you know, after that, getting up by three scores, had that little H sweep, but it's kind of like reverse coming the other way. Ran that, and Mason had a touchdown on that, and get ahead by three scores. Now it's just let's run the ball. So we kind of just worked formations just to see what would work a lot, and had some fun just putting guys in spots and watching our guards pull, and our guards pulled with some anger tonight. You know, Kale, who you called as Subway Player of the Game, did a great job at guard, and then Camden Haggard as well. He came around the edge a couple of times and just buried people, and that's what you want your guards to do in our offense. We want them to play hard and fast, and then on top of that, to have some blocking out of our running backs who also carried the ball really, really well. But they're going to run for us in our offense. They got to be able to block, and we had some great blocks out there by Jackson Kirkhoff and Cash McIntyre, who also carried the ball really, really well tonight. So just overall, great team win. Offensive line played good. Defensive line played good. We knew that running back was going to have some good runs. He did have a couple of good runs that got them some first downs early and late. But overall, you know, our kids bowed up and played tough. I'm real proud of them.
Defensively, I know you said there were some things you were working on to get a shutout. What's it doing confidence-wise for that unit here tonight?
You know, I think especially because they had some success moving the ball, it just showed our kids that they can bow up and play hard. And, you know, next week, and we'll talk about that too, but next week, you know, going into a game where they, obviously Algona has a kid who throws the ball pretty darn well. We've got to make sure that no matter what we do, we keep everything in front of us. We just trust the guys. And tonight was just a great opportunity where we had to trust people. And our defensive backs, because they took some shots, and our defensive backs, I thought, played real, real well. You know, ended up on the night with a couple of turnovers, which was huge. And that's what we have to do. We have to play opportunistic defense and then control the ball a little bit on offense, be able to run. And I felt like we were able to do that pretty well.
Going back to Cale Donahue with the interception, with his play tonight, what did you see from a guy like that who's not just tonight, but he's had great play along with a lot of these stalwarts on the defensive side this year?
You know, and I think if you look at what Cale's done, Cale's goal probably about this time last year, he just said, Coach, I don't want to play quarterback anymore. I want to move to offensive line so I can put some weight on because I want to be a little tougher at linebacker. And that's obviously been something he worked extremely hard on and put good weight on. And, you know, I think put something like 30 or 40 pounds on to get ready for that position. And here's a kid who had played a skill position his whole career. If we're going back to youth football, middle school football, freshman football, sophomore football, was running back, quarterback, H-back, things like that. And to move to guard, it took some time in transitioning to that position, but he's really come to his own at guard. And so you think about a guy who's got to play Mike linebacker and run the defense, and then a guy who darn near pulls on every single one of our running plays. He runs a lot. He's got a lot of steps if he's wearing his step tracker, you know, on the field. He's out there doing a lot. And he's still, I mean, his last series of defense, the dude's still flying around and still cleaning up as the whistle's blowing, just stuff like that that we want our Mike linebacker to play like. And, you know, I'm sure Coach Clark's just smiling ear to ear being the linebacker coach tonight, knowing what Cale and those other linebackers are capable of doing. I thought our Spurs, Grote and Mason Van Pelt played tremendous tonight on setting the edge and allowing the inside linebackers to make plays. I thought Jack played really, really well at nose. Just overall, you know, and then our corners, I thought, had a great game as well because Charles City had some speed. And, I mean, last week against Algona had an 84-yard touchdown. You know, so we were a little nervous and just reminding our kids all week, like, hey, this guy can get loose. We've got to stay in our position. We've got to stay in that cover three, you know, always reading pass first and allowing line. We don't need our corners to come up and tackle. So I just thought overall our defense played really, really well.
Coach, what was the message to the team here post game?
You know, I hate to say it. This is fun, but we got Algona next week. You know, there's 114 years of tradition there. It's a big rivalry game, and I just told him, I'm like, go have fun. It's homecoming. Go play, you know, glow in the dark dodgeball or whatever the heck they do. And but when they wake up, it's all about the Bulldogs up north and getting ready for that team to come down here. I'm excited because I love this rivalry. I think it's a healthy rivalry. You know, I got friends that coach up there that have talked about how they won for the last 300 and, you know, however many days, 360 whatever days. So I'm ready for this game, and I want our kids to be ready for it too. So when they get to film on Monday, they're hungry. They're hungry to play the Bulldogs.
Is there extra excitement with it being the first home game against Algona since 2021?
It's been a while, hasn't it? And that home game was a weird one. It was foggy that night, and the other Mansky kid kind of erupted late. It was just a strange game overall, but it's been a long time, hasn't it, since they played here.
Any other early thoughts about that Algona team? You talked a lot about the rivalry, but an opportunity to be back home here at Mason-Mock Field and to face off against, talent-wise, you have two guys who are going to go to Division I programs on that offense and defense.
Well, and, you know, I think anytime you get the opportunity to play good teams, and we've had this discussion before, you know, whether it's Van Meter or North Polk or whoever, anytime you get the opportunity to play good teams, I think your team shows up for it, especially when you have a competitive group of young men. And then just on top of it, I mean, it's a healthy rivalry because our kids have played each other since they were picking up a basketball or a football for the first ever time in their life, you know, so they know each other really, really well. So, you know, it's one of those things that's good. And when I moved to Humboldt, I found out really, really fast how big that rivalry really was, because, you know, as an Iowa Falls guy, it was always Webster City for me before, you know. And so it's awesome to see this rivalry and get to be a part of it. We have to give a shout out to our grounds crew. Look at this field tonight, man. This is just immaculate. Whether it's Coach Birdsell, who does the mowing, you know, or Steve Urbana, who does the painting and making sure everything's ready. It's just beautiful. And, you know, thankful that we put this new sod in and put this new sprinkler system in and got a great painter. It looks awesome out there, man.
Well, again, I appreciate it, Coach, and thank you for taking some time here on the postgame show.
Thanks for all you guys do. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.